Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Childs from the Noble Foundation joining us in just a moment.
Ranchers, this is Red Steagall. I'm planning to see you at the Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April 25th. Now, the conference this year is more important than ever with all the changes in markets, environments, and our ever-changing world. Nationally known speakers will address important subjects critical to your beef cattle business. Contact the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension Office to register. 806-323-9114. That's 806-323-9114.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It seems like at most cattle meetings, cattlemen's colleges, these type of things, when they have a session on estate planning or transferring those ranch assets from one generation to the next, the room fills up. And that was the case at the recent Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers Convention down in San Antonio, where Dan Childs of the Noble Foundation was talking about just exactly that.
And as we started off talking today, we looked at the demographics of really the age of a lot of the landowners and how much land is going to be transferred here in the near term. And people really need to start making some of those hard decisions that they're not always easy to make. And so hopefully they will start developing those plans to get assets transferred to who they want them to. And at the end of the day, it be a blessing to the heirs rather than a burden.
Yeah, one of the things you talked about with the group today, and how, you know, as you sit down and talk with people, how do you get them started? How do you get off ground? You know, off dead center.
Well, that's a good question, Ron. I'm not sure there's a lot of easy answers to it, but a lot of people are not sure of the tools that's available. And so if you can just help them understand the tools that are available, kind of the process that they might go through, because, you know, this is kind of a once in a lifetime thing, and so something we don't do every day. So if you can help them understand the tools that's available, the process that it goes through, maybe a little bit of the amount of cost it may cost them, then it helps them to get a little bit closer to an action plan.
And as parents develop an action plan to pass the farmer ranch down to the next generation, it's a juggling act of balancing family versus the business.
And so it's a struggle sometimes to be able to separate business from family. And so they sometimes can talk about the business, but again, the hard things with the family members, they evade talking about them. And so communication is always paramount as they think through how these assets are going to be transferred, who they want them to go to, is because more so today than ever before, we've got, you know, more non-farm urban heirs that may not be as knowledgeable of farm operations. Mm-hmm. And so to be sure that those intentions are communicated, if the parents can manage the expectations, it's going to make for a lot better transition.
Dan Childs with the Noble Foundation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, April 22nd at noon. The sale features over 700 head of bred heifers and cows, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. The sale will feature 80 Angus first calf heifer pairs, 60 Angus influence first calf heifer pairs, 20 Brangus first calf heifer pairs, and many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For more information, go to the website at www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.